Hello, would you boo? Early on today, I did a boo about my journey to the library, and I recorded a boo while I was walking to the library, and in the boo, I did say that I was going to that I probably wouldn't be borrowing books, but the reason why I didn't want to borrow books is because I knew that I probably won't be going to the library in the next 6 weeks or whatever, and I thought, would I be able to, you know, renew it and stuff. But then I remembered, yeah, actually I will, you know, I probably would renew it. 6 weeks isn't too long, you know, it wouldn't be, because sometimes they have a limit on how many times you can actually renew a book, and 6 weeks isn't too long, because the books, when you borrow them, you get to borrow them for 4 weeks, so that's 4 weeks, and then another extra 2 weeks, I could renew it, and then 2 weeks later I could have gone and, you know, given it back and stuff. So by the time I got to the library, I sort of changed my mind, and I decided, well, actually, yeah, I do want to borrow books, I do want to borrow more, and I don't regret the choice at all, because I'm so excited, and I'm just so happy, and I'm just glad I actually went to the library today, and I'm actually glad that, you know, I sort of changed my mind and decided that I will borrow books, because I found three books that are quite new. They're not even old, they're quite recently published books, which is really, really good. I'm so excited. I've been wanting to read for a long, well, not for a long time, I can't say a long time, because they've not really been published for a long time, but since they've been published, and since I've been, because I follow the authors on Facebook and on Twitter, and they post a lot on Facebook, some of their new books that they're publishing and stuff like that, and when they get published, or before they get published, they give us warning, you know, they give us very early warning that, oh yes, you know, they say things like, oh, this is my latest book and it will be published at so and so date or whatever, and they'll give us like certain, you know, give us a countdown of how many weeks there are left before publishing and stuff like that. And so, you know, I've known about these books before they were published, and ever since, you know, the authors have posted about them on Facebook and Twitter, more Facebook than Twitter, because I don't always post on Twitter, and I don't really always look on Twitter. I'm not too much of a big fan on Twitter, but Facebook, yeah, I'm more of a fan on that, and so I follow them more on Facebook, and I've seen lots of posts on Facebook, and ever since I saw these posts, and ever since, you know, the authors have been, you know, trying to get us hyped up about the books before publishing, and, you know, I've been wanting to read them. So as soon as they got published, I was like, oh yeah, now that they're published, you know, I need to wait for them to get to the library so that I can borrow them from the library, because I don't really want to buy them. I tend to not buy books, because when you buy books, you know, you don't always read them again, and it just sits there, and there's no space in the house and things like that, you know. You know, you need an extremely big house if you're going to buy loads of books and keep them. I don't have a big house, and I can't always afford to buy them, you know. So I tend to not buy them, and you know, I don't have space to buy them and things like that. And I know I'm not gonna always read them again, and I'm not gonna look at them. So just sit there, you know. I don't want to waste money like that. So I have to wait till they get to the library. I didn't expect them to actually be in the library today, because I expected them to be in the library a little bit more later. I thought, you know, I'm not actually sure if it's been a year since either of these books have been published. It seems so recent, though. It seems very, very recent. So it really did. It really shocked me when I saw one of them, and I thought, oh, I've got to get that book, you know. And I just grabbed it, you know. And then I saw the other one, and then I took that one, and then I started looking for the other one that I mentioned earlier in my other boo, by Nikki French. You know, I found one of the books with Nikki French. Let me start with that one first. The book by Nikki French, these two authors who write together, husband and wife, they write books together in a very interesting way. I'm not going to go into detail about that now, because otherwise it'll take up, you know, all the time, my recording time. But they've done this new series of books where they follow by days, like they'll go Monday Blues, Tuesday, I can't remember what Tuesday was, but I've just finished reading Tuesday. I haven't read Monday, and today I was looking for the Monday one, Monday Blues, and I couldn't find Monday Blues, but I did find Waiting Wednesday, and there's another one for Thursday and another one for Friday. I'm not sure about Saturday and Sunday, but basically I think there's 7 books in the series. It's a series about a detective, I think. And we follow that detective. We're going to follow that detective in 7 books written by Nikki French. They don't normally write saga books, you know, books in series that come in a series, you know, that have a saga, whereas, you know, these ones do. So, you know, it's interesting. But I haven't read the first one, and that was the one I saw, you know, three or so months ago. I couldn't find that one today in the library, but I did find Wednesday, so I took Wednesday's, but that was the last book I actually picked out, because, you know, the two I did see first. But you know, but that I was actually looking for Nikki French, but I found Wednesday one, so I've got Waiting Wednesday, so that's one of the books I've got. But before that book, I found two others that are more recent, and the first book that I found, and I just saw it, and it was just like, you know, and I just had to get it, and I was more excited about this book, and it was a book by Stephen King. As you all know, I'm a big fan of Stephen King, and Stephen King has recently done 2 books. He's recently published 2 books. He's published one called Dr. Sleep, which is... If any of you have actually watched the movie or read the book of The Shining, which is one of his famous ones, which is one of his more famous ones, it's been made into a movie. So if you've actually seen the movie, you'll know what book I'm actually talking about. But this book, Dr. Sleep, is the sequel to The Shining. So it's about the main character, Danny. He's grown up in Dr. Sleep, in the book that I've got now, and he's grown up and it's about, you know, things that are happening in his adult life. He's become like his dad, and he meets a girl with The Shining, and but I'm not going to tell you everything, you know. I'm not going to tell you, spoil anything for you, but then again, I don't really know much about it. I just know that it's about Danny as he grows up, and, you know, he's suddenly become a drunk, you know, very drunken like his dad. He's taken to alcohol and stuff, and he meets this girl called, I can't remember her name. I don't know what the girl's name is, but he meets a girl, a little girl with The Shining, and I don't know what happens after that. But it is the sequel to The Shining, so it'll be really interesting. And as soon as I saw it, it was just like, I had to grab it. Stephen King has done another one, called Mr. Mercedes, but that one's only just recently, you know, that's only been published a month ago. Dr. Sleep was published a couple of months ago. I think it might have been Christmas time. I think it was December or something like that, I think, that Dr. Sleep was published. Or it might have been October, I don't know. But I was very surprised to actually see it in the library. And as soon as I saw it, I picked it up and I had to take it. I had to borrow it, because I really wanted to read it. I've read The Shining, and I really like The Shining, and so I just had to read the sequel. You know, it's a sequel, so I had to read it, so I took it. The other book that I saw that's recently been published is, which has been published a few months ago, I think. I think it was Christmas time or New Year's time, something like that. It was published by Patricia Cornwell. She's another good author. And she's written the book that I've just got from the library is called Dust, I think. And it's one of her latest ones. And she writes about... not a detective, but she writes about a pathologist. I think it's a pathologist. I think it is. You know, the people that investigate the dead bodies. You know, like corpses, like murdered, that have been killed in crime. You know, criminally, that have been murdered, and, you know, people who have been murdered. She does the autopsy. That's it. Those people who do the autopsies. I think the pathologists. And she works in the morgue, and it's about how she solves mysteries by investigating corpses that come into the morgue and come, you know, after she's done an autopsy and things like that. And she's sort of a bit like a detective type profiler slash pathologist sort of thing, you know, and it's really interesting. So yeah, I just, you know, and it's a quite late, one of her latest books, so it's been a good